AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is sponsored by Business on the Edge and the Small Business Concierge Magazine. How about that? I'm going to talk a little bit about that later in the show. You can connect with Business on the Edge at Twitter, Business on the Ed, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our website, businessontheedge.biz, our magazine website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business, push your product, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. I might take that political views out there. I just don't know what's going to happen out there sometimes. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. Check out our podcast on Podbean at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com, iTunes or Google Play. Of course, we're out there on Blog Talk Radio. Get some of that extra edge, our extra edge out there, Business on the Edge, extended, raw, and real. And if you want to email me and connect with me on something that's going on in your business. It's a brand new year. All kinds of things can be going on. Good things, I hope for you. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments or something that I've talked about and you want that information. Email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And of course, you can always call in to the show at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. Into the show every year. We appreciate your listenership and we work hard to bring you a great show that hopefully adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth. We want some growth. I am for the small business owner. Happy New Year out there. Happy New Year. I've not been in my seat for a week or so. So Happy New Year out there to you. And I hope you hit the ground running. I sure did. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the new year. Here's a quote for you. I am not afraid of an army of lions led by a sheep. I am afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion. Alexander the Great. I like that. I like that. I am afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion. Be a lion. Lead like a lion. Don't lead like a sheep. Now, just put that in perspective. Don't take that out of context. You want to be a great leader. Be a great leader. Lead like a lion. Power thought. Things you should know for 2018 in the world of business. What's going on? You know, when you go into a new year, I'm always wondering, like, what should I lead with? What should I talk about? What's interesting in the news? What's going on that you need to know about and you just don't know? You don't know what you don't know. And we're going to talk about what you don't know. So tonight on this show, we're going to talk a little bit about what work trends professionals should think about, especially if you are looking for a little extra work on the side. And no, this is not an Uber pitch, so no Lyft, no Uber. You don't even need your car. So we're going to talk about workshops and webinars later in the show. I'm going to tell you a little bit about how you can learn how to get a piece of that $9 billion piece of the pie with the state of California as a small business owner. And we're going to talk a little bit about a webinar that's coming up. I like this title, Make It Rain Money. Make It Rain Money. I want to make it rain money. And we're going to talk about the Small Business Concierge Magazine, something that should have happened a long time ago by someone other than myself. We're launching. I want to talk to you about it right now, but I can't. I'm going to stay on my notes here, and we're going to get through everything in the show and have a good time. How to be a small business concierge, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about small businesses, 7A lending, SBA lending, just got better for the little guy. We're going to talk a little bit about everything, kind of a smorgasbord business professional, small business professional stuff. Just things you should know, things just find out. I'm one of those people. I think about things, and I have to go out on my iPhone and just kind of look it up. I look up things that you think about, but you don't look up. Like, just things, just from watching a TV show, and they might say a word, they might say something, and I'm like, that's interesting. Let me go look that up and see what's interesting about some fact. The internet is like totally, what did we do when there was no internet? I don't know. Anyway, before I get started, though, I want to congratulate, you know, one of the things I want to do this year is kind of recognize unsung employees, maybe heroes of the workplace, just kind of make things easier in the workplace. We don't say thank you enough. Yes, 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 they get a paycheck and all of that, but we should say thank you. We should just, I just want to find out about people that are doing things out there. Yenny Zhang, 15 years at Olani College at the Newark campus. Well, she may have worked at several different campuses, Newark and Fremont campus, Career Center, is moving on. She is not retiring. She's taking that next step to just another adventure. I don't want to say greener pastures. I think she had a really great run at Olani College, and is going on to new adventures with the Alameda County. So congratulations, Yenny Zhang. You are awesome. I've gotten to meet her. I'm working on some projects with Olani College, and she has been just absolutely fantastic, and just kind of got to hear everyone just say their goodbyes. And she's just one of those unsung employees that was taking care of the budgeting and making sure things ran smoothly. First contact there in the Career Center. And just want to say thank you for just being a great, great contact point. Right? So let's, show's different this year. So let's talk about work trends. I got four remote trends for you. One of my cool websites, flexjobs.com. So if you want to have a flex job and do something a little bit, we're talking more these days about gig jobs, and we see that a lot with the millennials. But December 28th, Flex Jobs wrote an article. Bree Weiler Reynolds, let's give her credit for her hard work, talked about four work trend jobs, remote jobs, work trends, professionals. It's becoming very popular, working from home or working from some remote place. And so what type of jobs are these? And what's going on with this? Number one, remote work is moving from perk to business strategy. And I think it moved from perk a long time ago as a business strategy. And here in the article, she says 115% increase in telecommuting over the last 10 years. And 43% of the U.S. workforce currently work remotely to some degree. Working remotely. Think about it. You want to do a little extra something on the side, and maybe you're a small business owner and you need a little something extra on the side, and you don't want to Uber and Lyft and all of that. Think about a gig job. Think about now these types of jobs have some sort of skill level to them. And so maybe you can take your skill and strategize with a company and says, hey, I can do that for you remotely. So number two, what is she saying? Remote side jobs are a great alternative to traditional part-time jobs. I agree with that. You don't want to spend your money driving your car, going back and forth to your regular job, to a gig job, or we got a gig economy going on. So you want a alternative job. And so you add doing something like that. Professionals interested in finding jobs that can do on the side work from home. This is what she said. I think that's a great idea. I think it's fantastic. Magnificent. Magnifico. Yes. Now, what she has in this article, flexjobs.com, or if you want the whole link so you don't have to go digging for it, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and I'll send it over to you. But has a little link here, top 20 companies hiring for part-time work-from-home jobs. Love it. OK, kind of roll out of bed and roll into your computer. That's cool. That's good stuff. Now, three, many of the fastest growing flexible jobs in 2018 can be done remotely. Fastest growing flex jobs for 2018. Got a little link to that as well. But she does talk about current available remote jobs and their titles. Flexible. Interesting on the growth rate, the jobs, the expected growth rate and average salary. Just kind of blew my mind. And this is according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And she's listed 10 jobs here. I'm not going to list all 10, I don't think. But interesting, healthcare industry is booming. There's a lot going on in the healthcare industry. Physician assistants, 37% projected growth, $101,480. Not bad. Nurse practitioners, 36% projected growth, $100,910. Physical therapist assistants, 31% projected growth, not bad, $56,610. We're talking average salary. Software developers, applications, 30% projected growth, $100,080. A lot of good stuff out there. Occupational therapist assistants, information security analysts. We know that that's a booming industry. Security, cybersecurity, all kinds of tech security. Genetic counselors, that's interesting. Genetic counselors, 28% projected growth, $74,120. So applicants need specific skills. I talked a little bit about that, mentioned that just kind of briefly, to land a remote job. Now, what I love is that you can get skilled, and I like mentioning Olani College Career Center, they will help you, well, depending on, you have to have some certain criteria, but you could go to a career center and get reskilled, get some help, or just go get a certification. Maybe there's some online certifications, things that you can get just to get you that over the hump. But things that you might need, digital communication skills, verbal and written skills, time management, task management, the ability to self-focus. Some of these are the skills that's written in this article that you would need to demonstrate to get that, land that remote job. Just things that you should think about in 2018. You're still trying to pay off your Christmas shopping. This is something that you could do and not Uber. Uber and Lyft, this makes me a little, I Ubered a lot in Las Vegas when I was in Las Vegas in December, but wow. Get a gig job. Do a remote job. Trends Professionals, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Axel F., welcome back. Welcome back. Happy New Year, Bay Area. Happy New Year, Silicon Valley. Happy New Year, those that are listening on the web, streaming live around the world right now. Happy New Year. Like, Coach Margaret, you're 12 days, like 11 days late. All month, you know, it's a rule. As long as you're in January, you can say Happy New Year until January 31st. That's a rule. Happy New Year. So let's talk about this workshop that's coming up with the California Department of General Services. I absolutely enjoy seeing small businesses go from one place to the next. That's it. Path of succession. There's a success. There's something going on with that decision that puts them in a better position. I love that. So you've been hearing about California Department of General Services probably the last few weeks, been rebroadcasting that particular show because it's so important. Small businesses, you know, you are the backbone. But certifications like certification for your state, even if you're not in the state of California, take a look and see what certifications your state has that benefit the small business owner. Put your hat in the ring to get some of those dollars for your estate to purchase products and services from you. Get certified. And so this procurement workshop is our second annual. I'm so glad that I get to MC the event. We collaborated on last year's event. The state, when the state comes looking for you, it's either good news or bad news. I'm glad for me it was good news. They tracked me down here at the station in 2016. And so now we're doing this procurement workshop. And what's going to be different about it this year that I think is really, really interesting, we're putting a little bit more coloring to it. So we're going to split the day up. It's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be February 9th, 2018. Some of the sponsors are Assemblymember Canson Chu, and we've got Senator Bob Wachowski. We got Ohlone College, who is a sponsor for the actual venue. A lot of good stuff. You do have to pay for parking. It's $4. If you can't invest in $4 for your business, just stay home. Seriously. Yeah, foul. What? Foul ball. So it's a free event. You can't get better than free, but they're going to have a panel discussion. California Department of General Services is telling me they're going to bring about 10 other government agencies that you can, because they have a reciprocity program that you can get connected with. And the best thing that you can do is network. And we are doing vendor resource booths. I got about 30 to 35, well, 20 to 25 with the Department of General Services coming in. If you're interested, we're handpicking the vendors for this event. If you are a small business provider, maybe you're a bank, maybe you're a credit union, maybe you're a financier, something that is a product or service that you could benefit small business, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and we can get you one of those vendor tables if I approve of what you're telling me and that you are a great organization and agency. We want to have you out. But you can register for this event at Eventbrite at dgsprocure.eventbrite.com. So we're going to do a panel discussion with these different state agencies. We're going to do a two-part workshop. We're gonna break for lunch, and so you do have to bring a bag of lunch if you want to eat, or the school will be open, so you'll be able to get food if you want to get food, but it'll be a networking time and all of that. And so I'll be emceeing. You'll hear from our dignitaries. You'll hear from some of the school leadership and the Career Center. We appreciate them just sponsoring our being there. We're so excited about it. So if you want to come to this event, procure a certification, go to dgsprocure.eventbrite.com. Register for free. We have limited seating. We'd like to get about 100 to 150 attendees out, small business owners. And you say, well, maybe I don't have something that the state would want to buy. But there's 10 other agencies there that may buy your products and services, whether you're a trainer, whether maybe you sell beauty supplies or something. You'd be amazed at what these organizations will actually purchase and buy from you. Come check it out and network. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Girl, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your love,
babe. Oh, yeah. That's a perfect intro. Barry White, that's I tell you, that's nice and smooth. Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hit the ground running. Do something crazy. I'm doing something crazy. I'm doing a few things crazy. It's like I have all of these things happening. And a short amount of time, which I really am, and we're going to get to some more of that. Before I go into my next topic, I want to readdress something on that procurement event, just to kind of give you a little bit more food for thought to come out. Free event. If you want to be a vendor and you have some great products and services for that small business owner, email me at onthe@businessontheedge.biz. I'd love to vet you out and see whether or not you would be a great fit for us to put in one of those vendor spaces. Absolutely, absolutely. But the workshops, part one is called How to Do Business with the State. And then the workshop, procurement workshop, part two is I'm Certified Now What? I like that. So you're not only going to learn how to do business with the state, but maybe some of you are already certified and you just don't know what to do. Come out to the workshop. And those that aren't, they're going to tell you how to get certified. And then, of course, a procurement panel discussion with the other state agencies that'll be there. So you learn what you need to do to start getting a piece of that $9 billion pie. Maybe you connect with a prime. And so if you want to know what a prime is, come out to the event and get your, you know, you have to be in it to win it. That's February 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., procurement certification workshop. And we're going to have a lot of great things out there. Come out. I'll be there emceeing. So please, if you heard it here on KDOW Radio, let me know. I'd love to know that you're tuning in and listening in. Yeah. All right. That's all good. So what else is on my talk tick list? My talk tick list. I'm going to add a small business concierge segment to the show. We're working on some cool stuff, but I'm not going to talk about the concierge just yet. I want to talk about loans, SBA 7A loan program article on Small Biz Trends. If you want to read this whole article, email me at businessontheedge.biz, and I will be glad, more than happy, to send it over to you. But here's the title: Senate Bill Could Improve Small Business Access to Capital Through SBA 7A Loan Program. I like the 7A loan program. And of course, you have to get a certification to do the SBA 7A loan. But I am excited that there are some changes. And so what this article is kind of just to kind of highlight a little bit of what it's saying, the Oversight and Reform Act of 2018 was introduced with a bipartisan bill to strengthen small business lending. Strengthening small business lending, that is important. Members of the House and Senate came together to ensure the 7A loan program will continue far into the future with strong provisions. So that is so wonderful for small businesses. So what is a 7A loan, an SBA loan? And let me just say, for the record, SBA in and of itself is not giving you the money. SBA is backing up the money that you would get from the bank. So sometimes you'll see these huge signs at the banks and it says SBA friendly or something like that. SBA, that means that they work with you on doing 7A loans if you are unable to qualify for a traditional loan from a bank. And a lot of times small business owners don't qualify. It's maybe they're credit worthy, but they've just have never gotten a loan, and there's some challenges to that. So you want to get into this type of program so you can get your resources to kind of push your business to the next level. When we come back, I'm going to share a little bit more about it and some of the exciting points and changes and improvements that they had. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long.
Happy New Year. Yes. Hey, hey. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. A couple of more points on that SBA loan program, just so you know. Improvements, loan program, and the new improvements. Just a little history. In 2015 alone, 63,461 loans were approved by the SBA, totaling close to $23.6 billion, with an average loan amount of $371,628. Wow. Wow, that's good stuff. That's good stuff right there. So what this new legislation is going to do, it gives the SBA more authority to improve the program with monitoring and its capabilities to ensure it's being run efficiently. I like that, being run efficiently. We want it to be ran efficiently. This includes the ability to increase the program's maximum lending authority to guaranteeing entrepreneurs will have the capital that they need. Yes. So if you want to read this whole article, you can, again, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. So some of the points that it mentions here, strengthening SBA's Office of Credit Risk Management by outlining in statute the responsibilities of the office and the requirements of its directors, enhancing SBA's lender oversight review process, including increasing the office enforcement options, requiring SBA to detail its oversight budget and perform a full risk analysis of the program on an annual basis, and strengthening SBA's credit elsewhere test by clarifying the factors that must be considered. What I do like about this is that the program maximizing lending authority to guarantee entrepreneurs will have the capital that they need. So that's a really good article. You can read it in its entirety on smallbiztrends.com, or you can email me and I will send it over to you so you don't have to dig for it. But good stuff, good stuff. So let's go on to our next topic. We are SBA Loans California DGS. Get out there to procurement event. Flex jobs, get that extra job on the side. You don't have to Uber. Make it rain money. Make it rain money. Okay, so this is a webinar. Make it rain money. Close those deals faster and speed up collections. This is going to be on January 17th, 2018. This is sponsored by DocuSign. I like DocuSign. I've always liked DocuSign. I think it's a really, really cool way of kind of doing business and getting that DocuSign, that document signed quickly. And so they're going to talk to you a little bit about how small businesses are eliminating their pain points in the contract and invoicing process through the use of electronic signatures and invoicing apps. That's the pain, I tell you. Small business owners trying to get people to pay you. I'm reading this book. I don't know if I can say this on air, but I'm reading this book, an electronic book. And the name of this book is called Just Sell the Damn Thing. I think it is just, what do they say? And they go through, just sell, quit giving everything away. Of course, the DGS event, the state of California can afford to give some things away. So we're okay with that. But I love it. I think this is a great book. It's a really great book. So anyway, check out the Make It Rain Money, Close Deals Faster and Speed Up Collections. So I think that's going to be really cool. That's actually on smallbiztrends.com as well. So if you want to register for that, you can do that. And that is a free webinar. It's a webinar. So you don't have to leave your home or your office to check it out. If you want that information, please email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and I will gladly send it over to you. Let's talk about my favorite topic. We've got a little bit more time before we end this segment. And I am totally stoked. Totally stoked. I'm stoked and I'm tired because we finally, we've launched the Small Business Concierge.biz website. This will be the pathway into subscribing to the Small Business Concierge magazine. We are going to do a digital magazine launch on January 25th, 2018. And we're getting our articles in, and we've got different ways that you could contribute. If you want to be a contributor, that's by invitation only. But we have some other cool ways that you can get some kind of a little bit of, not advice, but how-tos. We do these little how-tos, so we're going to have like nice little snippets of information for you, but we're going to have a lot of rich information for you as well in the magazine. So you can go out to our website. We made it short, sweet. It just pops. It's magnificent. I love it. You go to the Silicon Valley Edition, Small Business Concierge Magazine. This is my new baby. Let's help make it great. This should have been done a long time ago. Maybe not by me. Maybe Steve Forbes. We've got the Entrepreneur Magazine. We got Forbes. We got. But now we have the Silicon Valley Edition, the Small Business Concierge Magazine, which will also be in print as well. So we are going to be looking to do that first quarter as well. We don't have a date set for that just yet. We're working on this soft launch, digital launch. But the Small Business Concierge Magazine, if you go out there, you're going to see we at the Small Business Concierge Magazine hope to provide cool and useful information that may be used in the light most favorable to improve your business. From time to time, we may share bleeding-edge peer-reviewed research, interesting forecasts, organizations to watch, know-how, and techniques geared to improve key skill sets, and more, all in layman's terms. How about that? We've got so much out there for you. And now, you don't have to wait to be a concierge. We do have a little button out there. You can go out there and become a concierge immediately. And for as little, we got a little kickoff offer out there, $90 instead of the $180 per quarter. And so you can choose how many quarters, but go out there and become a concierge. Get your business out there. Get your information out there. And we got some cool offers. It's a little BOGO offer out there that you're going to kind of like. But all your information, just go out there and just check this website out. It's so awesomely cool. It's just fantastic. Everyone has done a great job on it. So go check it out, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Bayer is business leader.
AM12.org for details. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
You can't come back in the middle of that drum right there. You gotta let that play out. Welcome back to the bottom of the show. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson's been kind of laid back tonight. Happy New Year if you're just tuning in all over the world, all over the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. Be great for 2018. I want you to be great, 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 great. Do something that totally freaks you out to take your business and your dreams to the next level. Go for it. You have nothing to lose. Go for it. You said, well, I could go. Just do it. At least you tried.
I appreciate that.
At least you tried. The Small Business Concierge. I want you to go out and check out our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and learn a little bit about what we're bringing to you in this magazine. We have the Small Business Science Lab. That's about exploration, innovation, creation, big ideas, organization, your infrastructure, and so much more. This is where you put your thinking cap on, and we help you improve that structure so you can do business better, And then we have, and these are the different categories, we have YE 2.0. We want to help our young people, young entrepreneurs 2.0. They're radical thinkers, they're bungee jumping risk takers. They dive into high impact experiences. We have a little bit of something there for them to take the plunge and keep doing great things. The millennials, they are really, really on the cutting edge. And then we have STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics. We want to talk about this global revolution. You don't want to miss that in the magazine. We're going to have articles out there for you. The smallbusinessconcierge.biz website is the pathway to, after we launch the magazine, we have another platform for that. But these are the different sections in the magazine, and it's women and small business. So that is our centerfold, always Silicon Valley Power Women and Small Business. Meet them here in the Small Business Silicon Valley edition of the magazine. I love that it's going to be centerfold always for these women in business. This is not the swimsuit issue. Just letting you guys know. But this is business, power women, power titans, and just letting you know that we are here and we're here to do business, bridging the gap, concerned about how to include your faith. There's so many different religions and there's so many different arguments. We're going to kind of bridge some things for you and do business so you can keep everything balanced. It's a gap and we've got the bridge and we're going to help you with that. So, and it's not, don't be concerned whether or not we're not trying to tell anyone what their religious beliefs should be. What we're saying is that there should be some bridging of the gap so people can do business well and not make it uncomfortable when you're trying to sell donuts. We got the bottom line. We've got money, financial intelligence, the journey on how money works, a mass. We've got event. We'll have an event section on what's going on in local events. We have the Small Business Concierge Guide in the back of the book. That's where you become a concierge. So we're going to kick off with about 250 plus listings. If you have not listed, if you have not secured your space in the magazine, ooh, shame on you. Go out to my website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, click on concierge, and at least get one quarter and check it out for yourself. And if you get more, we got some special offers for that. But you don't want to miss this, because the way that we're designing that concierge guide is we're helping people understand why they should make a decision, how they can make a decision to do business with you because of the information that we ask you for. So it's five standard lines. Good stuff out there. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Anything that you've heard on the show tonight and you want it from me, email me at onthe@businessontheedge.biz and I'll get it over to you. Happy New Year. Have a great weekend. Be good to someone out there. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader here at KDOW Radio.